The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we begin the second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. And today's date is August 14th, 2023, and we are getting very few calls tonight. I don't know what happened. Last night I got killed. 13 calls, which is pretty good. It's pretty good. Usually 7 and 8, but 13 calls last night. And I have said a lot of things today, and evidently you just agree. And so there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing, no reason to call. I don't know. It's very strange, very strange. We are going to go to our one lonely caller here, John in Michigan. So, John, welcome to the show.
I was okay. We're on right now. What I was going to talk about, Steve, was Maui too. Is your guest?
Yeah, he's on standby here. He's on standby
here. Where's your guest from? Is he from Maui?
No, he's not. He's not. He's just a good friend of mine. He lives up in the Midwest. Can't give location. He's up in the Midwest.
But he's
pretty knowledgeable. He's a pretty smart guy. He's a pretty knowledgeable guy.
Have you had him on before?
I had him on. We're gonna start. Rob's gonna be joining me every Monday night for the second hour, and kind of grooming him here a little bit. Maybe later on he'll take his own show or something. We'll see.
What I was going to bring up about Maui is something I received from Dane Wigington. I know last week there was a big article, a big presentation about Dane, and then one thing in that presentation I questioned was Michael Murphy. I had Michael Murphy's phone number, and when he first put out What in the World They Are Spraying in 2008, I gave it to Dr. Ulrey up here in northern Michigan, and he developed a product to help neutralize the aluminum and other products that are in ingredients. But Michael Murphy's, they said his third movie he was coming out with was labeled something, and I remember Michael was going to put out a movie called The Culling, C-U-L-L-I-N-G. And that's the last I really had in contact with Michael. But we did talk through it because he came out with What in the World They Are Spraying and why in the World They Are Spraying. But they're good. And what Dane's email he sent me to start his presentation he does weekly, which it's interesting to know information. But he said that the winds came from two storms. One was north of the island, and that was going clockwise. And he said the storm south of the island was going counterclockwise. So it created that wind tunnel that drove it. And I'm not saying that was an act of nature, if that is a fact, but I know that there's a lot of people that wanted some of that frontage from those original inhabitants of the land, and that now there's... they did the same thing, I think, in Japan with that earthquake and then that tsunami that came off the Indian Ocean, I think, and wiped out property 30 miles in or something. I think there's some more to this than what will ever really be presented. But I like that concept about the how the winds became so strong.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'm going to stay on line here because I'm going to bring Rob on now. Rob James, are you there?
Yes, sir. I am here.
Yeah.
And I was listening to this fine gentleman.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this a little bit here. I want you to pull up that little meme. The text you sent me today. I want to talk about this a little bit. Like I said, I talked to Paul Preston today, of course, Agenda 21 Radio. And he's right there in, he's close to Paradise. He saw the devastation from the fires in Paradise, California, and Santa Rosa and Fountain Grove area where I used to live, that area, and how devastating these things were. But the anomalies of these fires, how some things were torched to the ground, and there might be a tree right next to it that stands perfect. It's very, very odd. So when I called him up today, and he called me back, and I said the similarities were, actually I said they're identical. He agreed with me, and we started breaking it down a little bit here, what's going on. And this is not by nature. This fire was not set by nature. It wasn't set by a down power line. It was not started by a lightning strike, a storm. And he kind of went over some things. I'm going to have him on the show in another week or so. We're working out a schedule to bring him on for Monday night. But he kind of laid out some things that I didn't know, that the same thing happened in Paradise. Days before the big fire in Paradise, they did a heavy, heavy chemtrail spraying for 3 days. And then they did a seeding. They dropped these little pellets at nighttime, and which can be ignited by an aircraft coming over with the attached device, direct energy weapon device. They're basically shutting down. And what actually happens, these little pellets spark. You begin little small mini fires. That's why we saw the fires where they were located in certain areas. And so you couldn't say the winds brought it here, because the winds were not blowing in that direction. And you couldn't say there was a down power wire here and a down power wire here or here or here. These things were all carried out. This is part of the Agenda 2030. And they're carrying this out. This is some really evil stuff that's going on. So he agreed with me. This is what's happening. So the first thing I threw at him today, I said, so understanding military bases when I was in the military, so are you telling me that this is military operation? Hickam is the launch site and the refueling station to come back? He said, no, it's not. It's a little place called Wake Island Missile Launch Site. It is unincorporated. It is a military missile launch site base. And most likely the refueling and takeoff was from there. Like I said, only about 100 people actually live on this base here, inhabit this base. Very secretive, kind of like Plum Island outside New York. Very, very much guarded, secret base. What's going on there, we don't know. But he said probably came from Wake Island missile launch site. So the same situation. This was not a satellite-directed energy weapon that ignited the seeds, the metallic seeds to start the fires. It was simply by an aircraft that flew over, and simply the direct energy weapon from that aircraft to ignite those little igniter pellets to start the fires. And what really, one of the questions I said to him, I asked him just to see what he might say about this. There's been no whistleblowers. We've never had a whistleblower to talk about direct energy weapons, what happened in Santa Rosa, what happened in Paradise, California. Isn't that quite odd? We have whistleblowers in lots of different parts of government. They come forward. They have a conscience. They have a moral compass. They come forward and say, this is going on. They tell us the truth. I started thinking about this. I said, what are the odds of that? Paul, nobody's coming forward. They're given an assignment. This is what you're going to do. You're going to fly over this area. You're going to do these things, and it's going to kill a lot of people. It's going to burn up everything. It's going to burn up your economy, their houses, everything, their cars. It's going to burn everything, torture to the ground, and then fly back and your mission is done. How can you carry out a mission like that, knowing that you're going to kill innocent people and devastate the economy and take out all these housing and buildings? How is that possible? And then I started thinking about it, and I started to think about a movie we saw many years ago. We also saw a remake with Denzel Washington called The Manchurian Candidate. The idea that you could take a person, brainwash him, send him on a mission, and bring him back. And maybe you'll change him back to what he was before, or maybe you'll just keep the monster for the next agenda. And I started thinking about this. How is it possible we have never had a whistleblower coming back and saying, these things are being done? It's all direct to energy weapon. We are devastating these areas. Now, Rob, I'm going to go to the list of those individuals, okay, the wealthy millionaires and billionaires that have mansions in Maui, that everything burned up, but their houses remained untouched. Amazing. You never see fires jump over to these houses and then skip the big mansion. That's not possible, but it is an anomaly, and I want to bring it to your attention. So, Rob, read the list of who has a house in Maui, a mansion that was untouched by the fires.
Well, and then I want to go back to the way it started and different stuff, because there's some of the mechanical aspects of the fire that I need to explain some things that I understand. But the part of the, you know, part of the island mainland mainly destroyed by the fires was prime area right next to lavish mega mansions. Now a lot of locals are forced to sell their land. Many tragically died in the flames. Now, they've already started with the offers on the properties. That's how cold-hearted these people are. Oprah Winfrey has a luxury mansion in Maui, untouched. Yeah. Jeff Bezos, luxury mansion, Maui. And by the way, Oprah's been on a real estate buying spree over the past few years. Bezos was perfectly fine. Lady Gaga has a luxury mansion, perfectly fine. Bill Gates' mansion is perfectly fine. Morgan Freeman has a perfectly fine mansion there. Will Smith, luxury mansion, perfectly fine. Julia Roberts, hers is perfectly fine. How did the fire know to avoid the most expensive mansions? But here's what triggered me to relate it immediately to the California fires, which you and I have discussed, mm-hmm. Over the years. The simplicity of this is going back to what we were talking about just before this. Those are called the areas carpet bombed with chemtrails with tiny ferromagnetic particles.
Right.
Then when hit with microwaves from satellites, they flash ignite.
Right.
And that's why the boats caught fire, even though they were out in the water.
That's
but
right.
Here's the
boats caught on fire, correct.
The problem with this whole thing, though, is I'm seeing pictures of molten metal from, like, engine blocks and things like that. Yeah. And again, grand swaths of not one tree that was burned, incinerated. Now, I've had quite a few fires in my backyard, bonfires, and I'll tell you what, the trees and every vegetation around it within minutes of that thing going up. But the only thing is, it cannot burn metal. The only metal that it will burn is aluminum, if like an aluminum can. It will actually accelerate the temperature of the fire. That's why right. Another thing they use when they chemtrail is aluminum particulates. That's why the forest fires get so bad, because of all the aluminum built up on the forest floor. It lights up and accelerates. So, you know, again, here's the thing. We can all stare at this and say, why, you know, what happened? And, oh, it's a shame the wind was there. Well, I've studied a lot of weather movements and things. And I'm going to throw one out there for people. They got to start paying attention to how weather fronts, way back when I was growing up, you go to the sports page and you can watch on the map the little weather movement, all the triangles and the half moons moving across the whole nation, progressing west to east. Now, we have a storm up in my area today. We weren't supposed to get rain. All of a sudden, there's predictions of potentially up to 3-4 inches an hour. Now, I'm watching this, and a lot of these come off of an area off of Corpus Christi. The area emanates from there, but it's got a back swirl, counterclockwise swirl. That's a land hurricane. So, again, when the military has the ability to change every aspect of the weather, that was their goal by, what was it, 2025, to control every aspect of the weather. They can control the jet stream. They can control everything. They can control hurricanes. They can make tornadoes because they're electrically charged. So there's nothing to say that they can't combine two storms, especially right. since they did it back with Hurricane Sandy and the other superstorm. So they can easily accelerate a fire into hyper speed.
Sure.
Once it's going.
Yeah,
but
once it's going. Yeah.
At the end of the day, though, the temperature of a wood fire is not going to go back to 9/11. I know, people, this is kind of weird, but metal doesn't melt with just a little bit of liquid fire starter.
No, it doesn't.
No. So, no, again, I'm throwing a red flag.
Well, you know, it's a red flag that needs to be thrown because we're looking at anomalies here. And I actually had a firefighter and a captain, an arson inspector from California on about weeks after the fires in Paradise. And they were telling me this was not created by nature. This was not electrical fire. This was not caused by a lightning strike. There's no way in the world. And we broke it down. And this is some technology that is owned by the military. And I go back to a conference, actually a press conference with Donald Rumsfeld, who was Secretary of Defense at the time, with and a reporter asked him a question. I don't know why he asked the question, but how are the direct energy weapons? What kind of shape are they in, basically? And he says, well, they have not been perfected. That was going back to the year 1993. Now, just the other week a week ago, I had a listener who sent me a clip, and I can't date it. I have to go back and figure out the date on this. But it was detailing the technology that we have. And again, like if 1993, Donald Rumsfeld is talking about direct-to-energy weapons is not perfected, here we are in 2023. I guarantee it's perfected now, no doubt about it. But in this clip that was talking about weather modification and using, you know, how to change the weather and what you could do with chemtrails, this and that, it talked about direct energy weapons also, but it also mentioned in the clip, it had a clip from JFK. I've never seen this before, but JFK in a speech was saying to the American people, whether this was broadcast to the American people, probably not, but it said someday we will be able to predict and control the weather. And I had to run that back. I said, geez, did I hear right? Someday we will be able to predict and control the weather. And here we are now. But the HARP agency, of course, they say is dismantled in 2016. It's just turned over to somebody else. It's still very much in the works here, working on HARP. But this is some serious stuff. And again, you're pointing out some anomalies that have never happened before. This is very similar to the 9/11, the fires in the World Trade Center, that we're told to believe that a fire, an office fire, somehow could buckle the steel beams and bring a building down to, you know, ground level in a pancake tile style fashion of falling. That's not possible. And when it's not possible, you must look for answers of why. Why did this happen? Because that's not possible.
I was wondering if you were in there. John,
are you still there? John, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. You got Rob James on the line there, so go ahead and talk to Rob.
No, I find it all just very interesting. I was just, none of it surprises me at all. The Paradise fire too. They were spraying while the fire was going to above. From what you, I think you brought that up, and the firefighters have not seen fires so hot where the center of the trees are burning because they're loaded with aluminum from the root system. Right. So it's just we're just in the beginnings of what their agenda is. I think.
Yeah, because that's what Paul. That's actually what Paul said. He said, "Steve, there's more coming. Unfortunately, they're not done yet. They're not done. They're just getting started here." Everything is going in that direction. The evil doers, whatever they're doing here, is they're not stopping. They're going to continue on this. Why they want it? Why they want Maui? I don't know. Unless it's going to be for the elites. It's going to be their new play hub. I don't know. But I also am also thinking back. I looked back at Paradise and Santa Rosa and Fountain Grove, and the first question that came to mind was: I know it's by law that every business must have some kind of fire suppression system. And so why did we see all these buildings burn down to the ground if we have fire suppression systems that should have been activated to distinguish the fire? Same thing here happening in Maui. 2,700 buildings have burned down to the ground, and for some reason, somebody turned the water off or the fire suppression systems just don't work or it's not law. It is a law. We'll come back to this topic when we come back after the commercial break. Stay tuned.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3 for details.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I've started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there.
Is on telephone here, and we're talking to John in Michigan. There's a lot of anomalies with this one here, just as there were with the Fountain Grove and Paradise, California. This was not by lightning strike. This was not by General Electric had a down power line. Sorry, not doesn't work. You're absolutely correct, Rob. The melting of the engine block. We saw that in Paradise also. And I just had to look up the temperatures of a forest fire approaching 1,500 degrees Fahrenheit, 1,500 degrees. But then again, we got this, the coating of the aluminum on the trees from the aerial spraying chemtrails is definitely going
right.
to boost that up a little bit. I'm not sure how much more it would boost it. I'd have to do some homework on that. The aluminum will accelerate and increase the heat by quite a bit, I assume. But just a general forest fire would be around 1,500 degrees. But what kind of temperature would it take to melt a cast iron engine block? Geez, that's got to be up in the 3,000 or 4,000 degrees, wouldn't you think?
That's exactly right. It's got to be a crazy number.
Yeah.
you know, that does, well, what temperature does steel melt at?
That's, I do not know.
Yeah.
All right. That's something to look up next break. I don't know.
Well,
but the,
I'll
the,
tell you
the
one thing.
Anomalies. The, as I talked to you, like I said, Paul Preston, he didn't think it was a satellite thing, that actually the direct energy weapon didn't come from a satellite. We could track that. We could track that on satellite. We could track that with, you know, we have plenty of ground people would be able to track that and see something happening like that and to videotape that. So I think he might be onto something that is simply done by a custom fit to an aircraft. Maybe it's a C-130, I don't know, and simply flying over, and it's fitted with a direct energy weapon to point down to accelerate those little pellets to get those fires started. I think that's probably how it happened, possibly. Be nice if somebody actually saw this and could videotape it, but then again, we saw the Flight 800 missile, Flight 800 taken out by a missile, and those people were shunned and pushed away to said, now you didn't see anything from the water. No, you never saw.
Well, no, some of them ended up dead.
Yes, some of them ended up dead. And you didn't see anything coming from the water to the ground to take out that plane. You didn't see that. No, you didn't. So, John, in Michigan, what? Are you still with us?
Yes. I'm just enjoying the conversation. And I just was sharing that story about the two storms, which I wasn't – they don't talk about it on the Weather Channel. They come up with some other reason why the wind was there. But it was an anomaly, and so we're dealing with some really tragic scenarios, because the fires are still going, I think, in Canada. They're going everywhere, and these are natural resources that are burning, and that really just increases the value of any standing pine or material that's used in construction, but that's not really a problem with these folks.
But don't you find that quite amazing that the fire suppression devices in these buildings, they don't work? Isn't that strange?
That was a great thought. Yes, I did.
Isn't it? I mean, that's by law. It's by law for a business to have these in their businesses. Walmarts, you don't hear about Walmarts burning down the ground. I've looked up. I've seen their sprinkler systems up there. Why are we having all these buildings burned down? How come the device doesn't kick on and put the fire out?
Well, it was wind driven, and where that came from, everything was the perfect storm for what took place. And my wife was scheduled to go there in December for a conference, and the hotels didn't get hit. You know that the high end hotels they were protected. So I think there's an agenda behind this.
The very idea that a fire could skip over and selectively skip over and miss things that should have gone right in the pathway. If you think about the pathway of the fire, it should have gone directly in this pathway and taken this out and this out and this out. And when it skips over and goes around, that's just something you don't see. That's an anomaly. And
sorry, Steve, interrupting. How is it wind-driven if a building's on fire and the trees around it don't burn?
Yeah,
I know.
That's not possible. That almost states that the material of the building, and I distinctly remember from that fire, Paradise Fire, I saw a house, a picture of a house. Half the house was burned and gone.
Yeah.
So how does that happen? It's more disintegrating, Ray. From Marvin the Martian way back with Bugs Bunny. Some of us watched it. I watched it. And Bugs Bunny took the little piece of it away so that he couldn't use it. Was that kind of interesting? I always thought that was.
Yeah, I agree.
Gentlemen, God bless you. I'll listen on the radio. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate you, John. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Coming up on break.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Fires and the similarities actually are identical to the Paradise, California, and Santa Rosa fires and Fountain Grove. And my goal tonight is to have people look at the videos of both the Paradise fires and the Maui fires and to recognize the anomalies, and then look for an explanation, a logical explanation of why these anomalies occurred. Don't buy a flimsy theory that cannot be supported. Do not buy a flimsy theory that cannot be supported. Look at these fires. Think about it. Is this possible by nature, by the path of a fire? Is this possible to skip over? And I want you to think about this a little bit. And then do some more research on your own. Just don't take my word for it. But there's something very, as Julie just wrote me here, yes, something is very fishy here. Very, very fishy. We're going back to our calls again here. We've got Scott in Nevada. You're on. What's going on?
Hello, Steve. Good to hear you again.
I'm here. Hello. What's on your mind? What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'll tell you what. Last night's show, I want to talk about this directed energy stuff, and I got a story of personal knowledge about it. But last night's show, you opened talking about Bud Light and Dylan Mulvaney character.
Yep.
And so I'm listening to you, and I thought, well, you know, Bud Light is to beer what Dylan Mulvaney is to women, number one. But then I thought, you know, for this Mulvaney character, it's all fun and games now, but just wait until the onset of menopause, huh?
I love that. Very good. You know, okay, this character's running around. He's actually trying to solicit the schools to pay him $40,000 to come into their school to speak to the students. He wants $40,000 on speaking fees.
Right. Okay. You know what? I just almost everything is comedy these days, right? And I'm preparing for crap hitting the fan. And by the way, I'm domiciled in Nevada, but, you know, we still got family property in North California, but up in a northern rural area, we ain't going anywhere, okay? Anyway, so getting to the directed energy stuff. So as far as I'm concerned, it was Dr. Judy Wood in her book, Where Did the Towers Go? Yeah. She was the one who fleshed this out and addressed the problem, as far as I know. That's where I first learned about it all, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I was traveling through Central America, and by traveling, I mean I would go to a little town in the highlands. I would grab a hotel. I would have rented a good vehicle, like a good Toyota Land Cruiser, and I would stick around for a month, you know, a month and a half, and a traveler, not a tourist. And so I'm up in this little town in the Panama Highlands, and there was one good coffee shop there. So I learned about it, and I started going to that coffee shop, and there was a guy there, a retired American general, a brigadier general named Albert Stubblebine. And so every morning, man, I had coffee with General Albert Stubblebine, and what a trip that guy was. Well, I had the book with me. I was reading her book while I was traveling, right? And he goes, hey, when you're done with that, can you loan it to me? And I go, yeah, sure. So about a week later, I'm done with the book, and I hand it over to him. And then about a week after that, he shows up one day, and he's got the book with him. He sets it on the table in front of him, and he asks me a question. He says, did you hear about the mountain in China that turned to dust? And I said, no, I didn't. And he goes, and remember, he was director of intelligence for the global intelligence for the U.S. Army. Did you hear about the mountain in China that turned to dust? No. Well, China had its nuclear arsenal inside of a mountain. They thought it would be safe. The mountain turned to dust. And then he slid the book across the table back to me. That was his comment on her book. So this stuff is very real. And as far as paradise goes, I drove through there after the fire. One thing that caught my attention. There was a Masonic lodge there, and then exactly next door was a building that was just gone. I mean, even the foundation was turned into dust, and I thought, how in the hell does that happen? You got a Masonic lodge here, and then there was a guy I knew. He was a pot grower of all things, and he just lived a little outside Paradise at a place called Magalia, and he had to flee the flames. And he told me, he goes, he had to run down a canyon, across the creek, and up another ridge to get away from the flames. He said, I looked back, and there was lines of fire, direct, straight lines of fire about 100 yards apart in a direct, straight line, like somebody was just starting a line of fire 100 yards apart. And now, did you leave Santa Rosa before or after the fire?
I, believe it or not, this is the funny part about it. We leave in 2017, and we're on our trip. We're traveling. We got to Round Rock. I met John Stavler. We sat down and talked. I spent a few days with him. We're on our way to California, to Florida. And within about 3 days after leaving Round Rock, the fire started in California. And I arrived in Florida at the time a hurricane had just gone through. So I left fires to go to a hurricane.
Well, I like Florida. I like Florida, and I mean, I've had neighbors here in our property in North California who have left here and moved to Florida, and I'm just like, man, too many bugs, and I don't like the humidity. You know, I understand their political point of view, but you know what? There comes a time, man. There ain't, you know, you ain't leaving. So good luck. Hey, right. One thing I noticed, though, about the thing in Santa Rosa, like I recall, there was a Kmart or a building of that sort in the middle
there's
of the parking lot.
There's a Kmart on 10, yes, it's gone. It's history.
In the flames, huh?
Right. Well, that was the first question I asked, is that was an active Kmart. It was going to go out of business anyway because Kmart went out. But they had a fire suppression system in that building. And there's a Trader Joe's right next door to it, and all these buildings all burned down, and none of their sprinkler systems worked. That was the question I asked immediately. Why didn't those systems work to distinguish the fire? Why are these buildings all burned up?
What a trip. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I was working on this this old merchant ship that had very few of the modern conveniences. Like, we still had stuff that was in place from World War II, the Iron Mike, you know, the autopilot, for example.
Yeah.
And we leave Oakland. We're on our way to Honolulu. And so we're off of Monterey. And it's just a routine watch, nice night. And all of a sudden, the ship just went hard left. The rudder went hard left. Hard right. And we're like, what the hell, you know? So we go to hand steering, start bringing it back, and I notice, you know, I'm on watch, and I notice this vessel ahead of us about a mile, and they just, like, appeared out of nowhere. And I was bringing the ship back to course, and then they called us up, and they said they were this U.S. Navy vessel, and they'll get out of our way. And they took off at 30 knots. So, like, you know what? I just had a suspicion that somehow they took control of our steering system, but we're not connected to the GPS or the internet or anything, right? We're on a old school manual steering system, and it's like, man, this is just too much. Okay, man, I'll let you go. But General Stubblebine, so he just said they got the technology, is what he was telling me. Okay, Steve, thanks for your time.
Appreciate the call. Let's get a few more calls in here. We're going to skip the break here, Julie, and let's go to Francis in North Carolina. Welcome, Francis.
Hey, young man. Are you
hello,
still there?
Young lady. Hello, young lady.
Hey, fellas.
There you go.
One, along with the Manchurian candidate, you forgot about one other film that was very telling, and it's interesting how the so-called power elite are teaspooning everybody about the information about what they're capable of doing in films that have to do with science fiction and so forth and nauseam. The other one is Geostorm.
Yeah.
Now, it's a bit hokey, but you know something?
What's up?
With the technology they have available, I wouldn't put it past them, especially when, well, let's just say that I think Mother Nature's had enough and she's kicking tail and is throwing them for a loop, and they think they have control of Mother Nature. Uh-uh. Not completely. She still has some tricks up her own sleeve about how to deal with these naughty little insolent spoiled brats, so-called elitists or whatever, that think they can control everything in the world. Nada.
I think the theory of a Manchurian candidate, the military creating their monsters, and which ignore their moral compasses, and they can carry out these missions and kill people and destroy things.
I'll give you that.
I think that's very possible. I just can't imagine somebody be given these orders and saying, you know what, Steve, we're going to have you fly over Santa Rosa. We want you to spread all these seeds here, and then you're going to come back that night, and you're going to use the direct energy weapon. You're going to ignite them, and you're going to burn up everything down below. And yes, you're going to kill a lot of people, and you're going to destroy this whole area. And you're okay with that, and you could fly back. You said, yeah, okay, I'll do it. To recruit a psychopath is probably hard. It's probably easier to use the Manchurian candidate and the drugs to get these people to do these things. And maybe they have no memory of what they've done after it's over. Maybe they kind of deprogram them, and they have no idea what happened the last couple hours. I have no idea where it was.
You have a very valid point, except for one thing that's been left out. Both the scientists, the dudes that think they're, or ladies or whatever, that think they are God, for that matter, or whatever deity you wish to proclaim or whatever, they themselves are going to have to deal with their karma when they leave this physical existence, as well as those that allow themselves to be subjected to that garbage to begin with, to become such a robotic individual, for that matter, and not have any memory. Spirit has memory, regardless of what's been done to the mental faculties of the person who's been subjected to this garbage to begin with. They, too, will also have to deal with the karma of what they have done to their fellow human beings. Right. Same as what would happen with Fauci and this whole biotech terror that occurred 3 years ago to affect their fellow human beings as a result. Now, as far as World Trade Center is concerned, yeah, that was obviously engineered because, quite frankly, I have been up in World Trade Center. That place was built like a brick coop house.
Yep.
Nothing could bring it down. Two plain, piddly-looking planes.
It was designed, even understanding that if a jet hit it, that it would not come down.
No.
So it was a controlled demolition. There's no doubt about it in my mind. It's controlled demolition. It's heat.
The only thing that could come close to bringing those towers down would be a rocket or a missile of some sort and at the base of the building. Because if it did, it would have caused it to tilt over and destroy other buildings in its pathway.
Exactly.
I mean, logic.
Yeah, you need excessive heat and over a period of time to buckle those steel beams in order to buckle them to collapse anything. And that's not going to happen from an office fire. Building number 7 was the red flag that everybody knows now that this thing was a controlled demolition. No doubt about it.
Go figure. Anyway, meanwhile, I'll have an olive, not rainbow, of course, a green one with my margarita, darling. Y'all have
fun. Sounds
good,
huh?
Have a great week and stay comfortable.
All right. Appreciate the call. All right, back to the phone call here. We're going to talk to it's like Charlie in Florida. You're up next, Charlie.
Oh, hey, Steve. I'm going to go with the directed energy weapon on this one. I was looking. I've seen a couple of videos and stuff that were made, you know, from the fire, people that were at the fire. And one of them, I'll explain both of them real briefly, but one of them shows that you can see it through the smoke. You can see the smoke, and it's really heavy. You know, the smoke is heavy, but you see these beams that come down, and then you hear this whining sound, like a high-pitched whine, and then where it locks on, and then all of a sudden explodes. You see an explosion. And it did that to, like, 4 different areas. It would move, lock on, the whining would start, and it would explode. And this was done. This guy made this film on his cell phone, you know. Mm-hmm. So this isn't something that was been, I don't believe, doctored. Another one I saw, and this one was pretty weird. It shows fire moving along the concrete on a road, mm-hmm. across a road, and into a parking lot. Right. The fire moving across the parking lot. And the street. But the thing was, it was moving in the opposite direction of the winds that were coming in at about 60 miles an hour. And this was also made by the guy with another cell phone. And so how does that happen? I mean, you know, that doesn't make any sense. Fire
doesn't
move
along
concrete. No,
it does not. It does not meet logic. It goes against. It's an anomaly. Yeah, there's something very, very odd with that. You're right.
Yeah, and another couple of things I wanted to add, and you guys were hinting on this earlier, but you didn't get into it, but I believe this has something to do with this one of these 15-minute city things. And the city of Lanai, I guess the name, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but it's there. It's the large city in Maui.
Yeah.
They've been wanting to make that into a 15-minute city. And a lot of the people there, from what I understand, who voted for it to make this transform it into a 15-minute city, they were voted down, by the way. Mm-hmm. But the people's homes, who, from what I understand, who voted for it, their homes are okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, explain to me a little bit, because I'm a little naive on this one here. What exactly is a 15-minute city? 15 minutes, any direction you can get to anywhere you want to go? What's a 15-minute city?
Yeah, they want to transform the city. They want to buy out the properties and everything like that to people, and no one would sell, right? And they want to institute a huge type metropolitan-like center, okay, where everything can be reached within 15 minutes. In other words, inside this one center, you got everything. You got your schools, you got your hospitals, you got your malls, your stores. And basically, it's a way of controlling people. okay, because you're not allowed to drive, right? They don't want you. They don't want people out running around in cars and all this. So it's they pitch it as like it's going to be anti-pollution. It's good for the, you know, the nature, all this kind of stuff. But really what it is, it's a way that they can control people and lock people down into a small area. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And, it's the smart cities. It's the sustainability. We saw that in California when they brought in the smart train, and they're forcing people out of rural areas and into the center. And, I think I understand what you're talking about, the 15-minute city. I do.
Yeah. And so these people were voted. Yes. And these people were all voting, trying to get this passed. And this went on. And by the way, and I'll add a little more to it, the people are getting calls already from people wanting them to buy their property, people that have lost property. And this is causing a big stink. One of the ladies that was on, I saw on Twitter, she was saying, you know, if someone calls and wants to buy you out of your property, you contact us and give us their names. Because we're going to post it on a website. We're going to let people know how shameful this is, that they would be doing this. And they are. They're calling people already trying to buy their property.
Somebody's loss, somebody's gain. And that's what they're looking at. It's sad. Sad as it is. Hey, I got to move on here, though. I got another caller in the loop. I appreciate your call, Charlie. Back to the
You're
phones.
Welcome.
Let's
Thank
talk
you.
To James in Vancouver.
James in Vancouver. Right. Who says those pilots flying those missions are actually Americans?
Well, you know what? That's a good point. But it's also, we can go back to, who says there's pilots at all?
We're doing
everything with drones nowadays. Couldn't that be done with a drone?
Yeah.
Rob, what do you think?
Oh, that's absolutely very easy to do because you know the drone stuff, that the capacity of them carrying missiles and whatever, the payload. Okay, so that payload doesn't have to be that big. And especially if they make multiple trips too, like you say, if they're coming out of Wake to Maui is like that's a jump, especially you know if you're flying something. But keep in mind, whether or not you still have people involved, humans involved. But this is what people ask me about when I talk about weather weapons, you know, the chemtrailing and the weather warfare and controlling the weather. They go, well, if we had that technology, why don't we use it to help people and help grow food in this? I said, you have to understand. You go back to Sun Tzu, Art of War. Know your enemy. The enemy, the other side, they are bonded with evil. And I call them Luciferian psychopaths. They have given their souls away, and nothing matters to them. And they enjoy killing people. So you have to put a little bit of even if you don't believe in it or understand it necessarily, you have to acknowledge it, because otherwise you don't study the mechanics of both parts of the system.
Exactly.
And these people don't care. Prove it.
They don't care. They don't care.
Well, that's what I was saying yesterday about the Kay Griggs interview. 8 hours of testimony that talks about the hit squads inside the U.S. military. Back to you.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll let you guys know.
No, James, I think you're on point there. I was just for some reason the drone thing just came to me, because Rob, you're absolutely correct. The payload of a drone these days now, I never realized what these drones could do. And so, you know, maybe you don't have to use the Manchurian Candidate to brainwash anybody. You simply program the drone, and it's got the direct energy weapon. It flies over and starts pretty much igniting the seeds to start the fires. You don't need humans to do this, and the judgmental calls and the brainwashing for somebody to do this. I've always been wondering why we have never seen a whistleblower, that somebody who had a conscience said, this is terrible, I cannot participate, and I'm going to blow the whistle on this. We've never had that happen. So either it is the Manchurian Candidate, or we are talking about using drones, manless drones, to carry out these missions.
Plus AI robotics. I mean, robotics, that's why they can get rid of people. Go, why do they want to get rid of 6-7 billion people in the world? Because they don't need us anymore.
They don't need us anymore. Right. Yeah. Absolutely correct. Your comment there, James? Anything? We still have James? We lost James. Okay. We lost him. You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. Yeah, we don't need all these people. AI and technocracy, as Tom Wood in his book, Technocracy, the Trojan Horse, they don't need all these people. You're absolutely correct. They'll keep a few around to keep the machines working. But AI is going to replace the need of humans. I said this a while back, Rob, that I think the corporations are embracing the AI technology because of the dumbing down process over the last 50 plus years. We've dumbed down a population that can't think anymore. So if you can't think and solve problems, what good are you? We can have a computer, artificial intelligence, solve the problems and do the work. We don't need you anymore. You're just a mouth to feed and to take care of. We don't need that anymore.
And that was COVID-19 brought that to full circle. And they wanted to use that as a culling factor. And but now they got the other factor of the dumbing down.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got many different agendas here. It's not just one. They're stacking their agendas together, and we're being overwhelmed by all these agendas, the COVID, the catastrophes, the crisis, the border issue. We've got so many, Rob, we have got so many issues all being stacked on top of each other. We're being overwhelmed by
what's going on. Can I say something on that, Steve?
Sure. Go ahead.
I want to put something out positive for the listeners and the people out there. This is something, again, when I talk about studying Sun Tzu, Art of War, you must know yourself in order to win many battles. In order to win all battles, you must know your enemy also. But at the same time, you need to be able to control yourself. I've been trying to teach, preach mental toughness, adaptability things, mental heart, to where you're capable of being able to get through the coming times, whatever it is. You and I do not have enough mental energy to know and to cover all these subjects. But what we can do is help people to understand how to manage. Because once you get into that fight or flight mode, you're in cortisol dump, adrenaline dump. Right. It shuts off your immune system. Now you're vulnerable. But if you can teach your mind to stay out of that, and it's hard to say, to harden yourself. Although, I'll tell you what, like I say, it's not impossible because we've been through some tough times. We've risen over many things. This country has gotten through many things. So,
yeah, I agree. Well, that's a good positive note. Yeah, keep your wits and keep your homework and do your research, too. Just don't take our word for it. I mean, look at the comparison, like I said, between Paradise and Maui, and take notice of the anomalies. These are things that we should not be seeing, and we are seeing now. Don't accept a flimsy rationale for something that can't be backed up and substantiated. Again, do your homework. Well, that completes our show tonight. Back on Sunday for my show, Off the Beaten Path. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your calls. You are proud patriots who believe America can be great. You are the reason I show up every time, and I will not give up. Continue to support the network, RBN. And please tell others about us, health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again. Good night. We must take the medical bed.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3dbunkers.com for more details or visit 3dbunkers.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.